Last time we began discussing the din of Vestos Deraisa Derabanan and the introduction to the topic of Prisha Samach Levest. So that'll be our focus for the next number of Shirim, Simon Kuf Pei Dalid, and we'll try to go more or less according to the Seder of the Simon, which is something that we haven't been doing that much. So to start with Sif Aleph, the Gemara has the following and Daf Yudbeizim and Aleph and Maseches Nida. Isha mahu shetivdok atzma labayla. Is it necessary for a woman to perform bedikos in the context of tashmish? Says the Gemara. Amalei, Rav Yehuda responded to Rav Zeira, lo tivdok, she should not perform a bedika. What harm is done? What do you lose by doing a bedika? If the woman's going to perform a bedika, then that's going to get the husband nervous. Maybe she's performing a bedika because she is about to become tmeya or just became tmeya, and therefore he is going to be poresh. Says Tosfos, libo nokva poresh peresh ben chananel. Kevin de Roa Ishta Bodekas Mechashev Shimla Regisha Loisa Bodekas Lefisha Das Shachacham Lo Tiknu Livdok. So we're talking about an extra bedika beyond what's required Mekar Adin. So if the husband knows that there's no requirement of a bedika Mekar Adin and the wife is being Bodekas anyway, must be because she has some Hargasha or is worried that she has Hargasha or is worried that she's going to be seeing Dam and he is going to be Porish. Okay, so it sounds like from the Rebbeinu Chananel, we're talking about a bedika kodem tashmish. Fine. The Agos Maimonides, Perek Dalid Yisribiya Os Kaf, Perek Dalid Os Kaf, quotes Rebbeinu Simcha that no, kodem tashmish is mitzvah livdok, that it's a mitzvah for a woman to be bodekas kodem tashmish, and the problem is acher tashmish, and presumably that's the context of this gemara according to Rebbeinu Simcha. There's a mitzvah kodem tashmish, and an iser la'acher tashmish. That's how the Beis Yosef quotes this Agos Maimonides. In the Agos Maimonides, so we have printed in our Rambam, it doesn't say mitzvah livdok, it says rashi livdok. Not that there's a mitzvah livdok on the tashmish, no such mitzvah, but you're allowed to. Acher tashmish is aser, kodem tashmish is mutter. And the Darkei Moshe quotes a Maril and an Agur and an Or Zeruah, we're all mashma like this Rebbeinu Simcha, that kodem tashmish, there's no requirement, but at the same time, there's no restriction. And, or according to the Beis Yosef Girsa, there is a requirement. And L'Acher Tashmish, it's Aser. Now, the Darkei Moshe quoted three Rishonim as being of this opinion, the Maril, the Augur, and the Or Zeruah. The footnote, the Magia, and the in the Torah, points out that in our Maril and Augur, it doesn't really appear that way. So maybe it's only the Yozeruah, but either way, it's at least Rebbeinu Simcha and the Yozeruah that there's either a Rishus, or perhaps even a mitzvah, Livdok, Kodem, Tashmish. The Rambam, Perek Dalet, Alacha Tesayin, paskins that there is a Chiyuv Bedika L'Acher Tashmish against all the Rishonim we quoted until now, talking about a woman who has, the presumed context of this Gemara is a woman that has a Ves Kavua. So if a woman has a Ves Kavua, is there any need for Bedika? Shelo b'shas vest. If she has no Ves Kavua, that's Kuf Pevav, which we haven't really discussed in this year in the past. If we have a little more time this year, maybe we will. That's Simon Kuf Pevav. When do you need Bedikos? Kodem Tashmish. For a vest, she ain't a kavua. But the context of the Gemara Yudbeis presumably is woman has a vest kavua. We'll see that's the context of our simon in a moment. A woman has a vest kavua. According to the Bali Tosos here, no bedikos, definitely not kodem tashmish. Presumably, no evidence of bedikas achatashmish either. You have the hagos maimonides b'shem ben simcha that kazan tashmish is mitzvah rashai lachatashmish is aser, and the Rambam sounds like there is a necessity to be bodek la'achar tashmish. Lashon Rambam perik dalet halacha tazayin hatznuos. I should put on the screen. What's going on here? Okay, here we go. Hatznuos ein mishamshos ella ad shiiv dekuatz mantchila kodem tashmish. So the righteous women, they only have tashmish with the bedika beforehand. The isha she'ein lo vest asur l'shamesh ad shetivdok. If it's a vest she'enu kavua, she doesn't have a vest kavua, so then she's a sur b'tashmish before bedika, etc. Aval isha she'yesh lo vest ein asricha elif ne tashmish elam ishim sniyas bovat. If a woman has a vest kavua, there's no real need for bedika kodem tashmish, even though tznuas may do that anyway. Aval acher tashmish akol srichin shnei edem echel lo vechel lo. But achar tashmish, even if you have a vest kavua, there's a requirement of a bedika. And the ravid is masig, kama yigios yaga b'chinam, sha'af Rav Yehuda shahaya tzadik she'en kamoso, mana es Rabbi Zeira shelo livdok achar tashmish, shelo yehei libo nokvo uparesh, shelo amr bedika salalu ela b'isha suka b'taras. That an argument daf yubeis, even Reb Yehuda, who was a pretty righteous person, prevented Reb Zeira from insisting on bedikos l'achar tashmish, because if you're going to have a bedika l'achar tashmish, then the husband anticipating that she's about to do bedika is going to be koresh before the end of tashmish. So the Rav thinks that there's no evidence of a requirement of a bedika l'achar tashmish by a woman that has a vest kavua. Okay, so what do we pass in Shulchan Aruch? The Mechaber writes over here in the beginning of Kuf Pei Dalid, Rov Hanashim Yesh Lehem Vestos Liros Bizman Yadua Kegon Me Esrim Le Esrim Yom Omi Lamed Le Lamed Yom V'chol Isha Sheyesh Le Vest Kavua Va'aleha Shelo Bishas Vesta Ve'ena Tzricha Bedika Lifnei Tashmish. So any woman that has a Vest Kavua does not require a bedika kodem tashmish. So we're definitely not paskening like the Rabbeinu Simcha. But the Mechaber is silent here on a bedika la'achar tashmish. In the parenthetical citation in Ramah letters, it says Rambam. So if the Mechaber means to pasken the Rambam, so the Mechaber is saying that he's missing something. Right, he should have said, "What about l'achar tashmish?" The Rambam requires a bedika l'achar tashmish for a woman, even if she has a vest kavua. So, take a look at the Mechaber in Siman Kuf Pei Vav, Sif Aleph. There, the Mechaber writes, "Isha sheyesh la vest kavua, eina tzricha bedika klal, lo lifnei tashmish, v'lo l'achar tashmish." Va'adarabba, ain't la lived up if they buy a lobish as tashmish, kadesh lo yehei, libo, nokvo. There's no requirement for bedika if a woman has a vest kavua, neither a kodem tashmish nor a lacher tashmish. And that's consistent with the Beinu Chananel, the Bali Tosfos, and Chachmei Sfard as well. And then he writes, Va'rambam, zal matzuch lived up acher tashmish, he beid echad, hu beid echad. Fine. That's new as Bokos Asman Af Kodem Tashmish. So here it's a Stam V'Yeshomer. The Mechaber is so same. No need for Bedika if you have a Vest Kavu, even Lachar Tashmish. Then he brings the Rambam as a Yeshomer. General Kali Yapsak in the Mechaber is Stam V'Yeshomer, Malacha Kistam. In which case the Mechaber would mean to Paskin like Rabbeinu Chananu, there's no need for bedika even la'achar tashmish. And if that's the case, when the Mechaber says in our siman, Eino tzricha bedika lefnei tashmish, that's not to the exclusion of la'achar tashmish. However, that's not how the Shach understood the Mechaber. Take a look at the Shach Sivkat and Dalit. Hainu laharambam, shevim mechaber, reisimim kuf pevav. Aval rov haposkim, shehevi sham, ladas haraf sham, vekan, ein la lahach b'klal, livdok, lalufnei tashmish, shalahi li benokvo, kevan dera ishta badekas, mechashe shalahi gish, shalahi sa badekas parish, lalachar tashmish, shalahi li benokvo, uparish b'kan laba. So the Shach understood that the mechaber here means to paskin like the Rambam, which would be like the Yesh Omrim in Simen Kuf Pei Vav. And that's what the Ramah is coming to argue on. The Ramah says, Gam ein lo lahachmir livdok atzma, lo lefnei tashmish, v'lo la'achar tashmish, shelo yehe liba nokvo, uparish. So maybe there's a mashmos that the Ramah understood that the Mechaber is saying, you should have a bedika la'achar tashmish, and the Ramah says, no need for such a chumra. Be that as it may, the Shach understands that the Mechaber here is passing like the Rambam, that there should be a bedika la'achar tashmish, even if a woman has a vest kavua. The Torah Sashlamim raises the following question with that. And then the Shach concludes that Rov Rishonim disagree, and that's the psak of the Ramah anyway. So the Torah Sashlamim raises the following in Sivkat and Beis. Gam eila lahachmir livdok atzma. Bitarti polig maram indasa mechaber. The Ramah is actually arguing on two points of the mechaber. The milashem mechaber mashma deina svicha bedika. Aval im rasta lahachmir tachmir. Ula achar tashmish alkarcha svicha bedika. The Mechaber is saying, or Mashma, that Koden Tashmish ain't a tzricha, but if she wants to, she can. And La'achar Tashmish, she's required to, both of which are consistent with the Rambam. The Rambam says Koden Tashmish is no chiyuv, but the tznuas do it. And La'achar Tashmish, there is a chiyuv. So the Ramah says, ain't la'achmir before. That's against the Rambam, because the Rambam says, if you want to be machmir, that's okay. And the Ramah says, Ein la'achmir after. That's against the Rambam, who says, la'achar tashmish, there's a chiyuv. V'das Rambam, says the Torah Shlomo, kakos v'shach. V'das Maram, de b'chol inyan, Ein la'achmir liv d'klal. Vim kein, havalei lichta v'yesh omrim, kedarko. Problem with that is that if the Ramah means to argue on the Mechaber, he should have said v'yesh omrim. The seamless flow into the Ramah's comment, Gam Ein La Lahachmir, sounds like the Ramah's not coming to argue, but to be Mefarish. In which case, the Ramah, the Mechaber is not passing like the Rambam. And then you would read the Mechaber saying, no, Ein a Tzricha, but it's theoretically possible. And the Ramah says, not a good idea. And La'achar Tashmish is Ochiv. And the Ramah says you shouldn't be machmir, not just that there's no chiyah, but you shouldn't be machmir, but not in a disagreement min hakatsa el hakatsa. That sounds like the Torah Sashlam entertains, or at least raises a question on the Shach's understanding of the Mechaber, which may lead you to another conclusion. Maybe that's not actually the Mechaber's position, that if indeed the Mechaber is paskening lock, stock, and barrel like the Rambam, the other Ramah should have presented his position as a Yesh Omrim as a separate Shita. And again, number two, implicitly, as we noted in Kuf Pei Vav, if the Mechaber there quotes, this is a Stam Yesh Omrim, Kali Apsaka Mechaber should be paskening like the Stam, which should be against the Rambam. Okay, was that a hand usher or just a stretch?
Just a stretch.
Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sivkat and Yates, yeah, okay, I figured that out. The Aruch that maybe the Mechaber doesn't really mean to paskin like the Rambam across the board, only to say that if a person wants to be machmir, then kodem tashmish, you should not be machmir. And the acher tashmish, you have license to do so because of the Shitas HaRambam. Since the Rambam, we don't paskin like the Rambam. But the Rambam says, kodem tashmish, hatznuos tu bedikos. La'acher tashmish, it's a chiyuv. So if a person wants to be machmir, so kodem tashmish is not a good idea because even the Rambam only says that's ritznuos. La'acher tashmish would be okay because there the Rambam holds it's necessary mikra din, even if that's not our sock per se. Okay, well, lach l'maisa, whatever the psak is, whatever the intention of the mechaber is, halach l'maisa, we assume that if a woman has a vest kavua, then there is no need for bedikos, neither kodem nor la'achar tashmish, shelo b'shas vest. A vest she'ena kavua, that's simen kuf pevav, that we'll see whether we have time to discuss. Okay, let's move on to Se'if Beis. Says the Mechaber, Bishas Vesta Tzarech Lifrosh Mimena Ona Achas. So, a woman must be, or a man must be parish from his wife, the Ona's Vesta, for a single Ona. Below Mishar Krevos, Elamitash Mishpovad, that we'll discuss probably next time. So any vest, be it a vest kavua or a vest she'eno kavua, or you had a re'iyah anytime during that ona, so the entire ona has a chiyuv of prisha, but once that ona passes, then she is muteres labayla, if a bedika was performed. Okay, and as we saw yesterday, what emerges, you know, this is what emerges from that brief gemara in the bottom of Sam Gimel and Beis, that even though the Gemara seems to have had a Havamina that there's a Chi Aprisha Ba'ona Chrisi, in a different Ona, presumably the says no, the Chi of Aprisha is only during that Ona itself. Nevertheless, the Orzarua, Chelak Aleph Simin Shinun Ches, Chelak Aleph Simin Shinun Ches, quotes the Ravia, that there is a Chi of previous owner. Very brief. Lashon of the Or Zeruah is Mori Avia Ezri Amarli. So the Raviyah reported to the Or Zeruah. Sherigilim Lifrosh Samach Levesta Kafdalichos. That Rigilim Lifrosh, the common practice is to be Paresh Samach Levesta Kafdalichos, which sounds like for a total of Kafdalichos. Are you having trouble hearing me, or Usher?
It keeps cutting out, like it's cut out like a couple of times.
Yeah, just a few seconds. Yeah, a little laggy, but I think I'm still with it though.
I'm understanding it fine.
Again, you were just fading out. Whoever was talking.
Me, Benji.
Me.
I was also.
Now I don't hear anyone.
I wasn't talking. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Benji.
Okay.
second. Anyone?
I just heard you, but
Benji, are you there?
Yeah, I'm
here.
I just heard something.
Do you hear me now? Is that better?
Yep, I can hear you.
Yep, I can hear you.
No?
Yeah, I can hear you, but it was just happening every once in a while. And
I can barely hear you. Let me
We've been having some
connection issues all day here on Zoom. I don't know if it's weather related. I'm sorry?
If you're saying something, I can't hear it at all.
Yeah, I don't hear anything now either.
I'm the host now. That's exciting.
Asher, does this make you share assistant?
It might mean I have to give share now.
This is mutiny.
Who? Asher, start reading the Mario Comos.
You're the captain now.
So, during Vestos, a couple should not be together.
Whoa, what a chiddush.
That's how I poskin.
Also, that's a pretty risky psak. Which gedolim you have behind you?
Okay, looks like we're back again. It's very windy outside. I'm wondering if the weather has something to do with this. But I'm going to call into the phone, and we'll do the audio over the phone. So in case this happens again, we should hopefully be okay.
Sounds good.
Works for me.
Okay, I'm switching to phone audio. One second. Okay, how's that?
Sure.
You can hear you twice, I think. Or you need to mute the computer.
One thing, it should have merged the video with the phone. Okay.
It's okay on my end.
Now?
Yep, I can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, everyone good? Okay. Fine. So again, the Orzarua quotes in the Ravia, Regilim Lifrosh Samach Levesta Kostalishos, that the Minag was to be Parish Samach Levesta for 24 hours. So 24 hours sounds like two Onos, that the Minag was to be Parish not only during the Onos of Est, but during the previous Ona as well. Okay, yeah, my video keeps on going off. I don't know why, but you still hear me?
Yep.
Even when the video went off, you still
hear? Yeah, I can still hear.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So it's mashma from that lashon of regilin in the Orzarua that the Orzarua wasn't saying this is necessary medina. It was just a chumra, a minhag that developed. And that's what the Magia points out on the tour, Oslov, that the Orzarua is presenting this as a minhag. Nevertheless, the Shach and the Nekuda Sakasef here and the Slide of Shulchan Aruch assumes that this is an Ikar Adin, based on his understanding of the Gemara we just quoted of Ona Achlisi. So let's just read a little bit of the Nekuda Sakasef together. He writes, the Gemara B'Shas, Amai de Pasuk Rava to Rav Yehuda, the Gemara seems to have a havamina of Ona Chrisi, and the Gemara rejects it. It says the Shach, the Kasha. What's the havamina? Why would the Gemara think that Din Aprisha Samach was asked would extend to the previous Ona? The Rava Ona Kama. Rava was very clear that he said Ona. So what's the happening of that Ona would mean Ona Achrisi? In Kedah Valela Neymar Charzi Ona. If he meant Ona Achrisi, then Rava should have said that there's a Chi Aprisha for two Ona. Rava only said one Ona. So what's the happening of that would extend to the previous Ona? Alevadis Frile Lashas. Din Eila Shah Kavua Bayom Mikri Kol Hayom Vesta. So Elua, the Gemara distinguished implicitly between a woman who always sees at a certain juncture during the day, a certain hour, and a woman who has a vest for some time during that day, but the exact time is not predictable. So in a case where a woman has no set time during that Ona. She may see at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then the next month may see 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So in that case, Tzvicha Lifrosh Ona Achas Samach Levesta. In that case, the Gemara says that she should have to be Poreshes for an Ona Samach Levesta. The Hainu, Kol HaLayla Shelefanav, Imkein Hai Ona Achrisihu. Ain Tarak Lifrosh Ella Osa Ona Vido. So the Shach understands in that Gemara that there's a distinction proposed between where a woman is regila lira a certain time during the day and where a woman sees unpredictably throughout the day. So in a case where she's not regila lira a certain time during the day, then the entire day is considered the vest because she doesn't know when she's going to see. She may see 9 in the morning, she may see 3 in the afternoon. So some of the vest would be the previous Ona. In a case where a woman predictably always sees 3 in the afternoon, then some of the vest would be that day, but not the previous day. So the Gemara there, that's why the Gemara entertains that Ona may mean Ona Chrisi, specifically in a situation where a woman could see any time during the day. So that is a model, the Shach understands, for how you could have a Mehik or a Din consideration that there would be a need for Prisha Samach Leves even on the previous Ona. The Chavis Tas finds the Shach's analysis difficult. Chavis Tas in Sifkata and Gimel. He says in Sarah, so how could it be that if a woman always sees at 7 o'clock in the morning, so then there's no need to be published the night before? The day begins at 6, she always sees at 7. So where she predictably always sees at the same hour, there's no need to be published the night before. But if a woman sometimes sees at 7 in the morning and sometimes sees at 3 in the afternoon, then she has to be parish the night before. And that's what it comes out according to the Shach. If there's a difference between if you regila lira for a certain Shah and not, then the Chavis Tas thinks that's difficult in Svara to make that to make that distinction. Nevertheless, the Chavis Das suggests within the Shach, to justify the Shach, that if a woman doesn't normally see a specific hour or Zman Kavua during that day, so then maybe that is reasonable to say the entire day is considered to be the rest, and there'd be a Chiyuv Prisha the night before. Bottom line, the Shach is machmir like the Or HaZeruah. The Chavis Das thinks that since Vesta Sadr Rabbanan, you could be mako against the Or HaZeruah. That's the position of the Taz. The Taz in Sifkatan Days says that we don't assume like the Or HaZeruah. He writes, Eila Hachmir, B'mash, and the Furash, the Gemara, Lahakel. Tamu, Lahakmir, Mash, the Furash, B'tamu, B'kua. B'fra, B'vest, Sister Rabbanan. And since the Gemara is pretty explicit that there is no need to be parish the ona before. Nevertheless, since the Gemara is explicit, sorry, there's no need to be parish the ona before. So why would we be more machmir than what the Gemara says? That's the position of the Taz, the cousin Beis. We are not machmir like the Ozeruah. That's what the Taurus HaShalom writes as well in Sifkat and Vav. And the Bach and the Shach are machmir. In Shiur Yishev of the Levi, Rav Avner suggests that if the Taz and the Beis Yosef, who also does not quote the Ozeruah Lalacha, if the Taz and the Beis Yosef had seen the Ozeruah inside, maybe they wouldn't have been so quick to dismiss it. Why? That Rav Avner sees the Taz and the Beis Yosef as presenting the Or HaZeruah as a Me'ikar Adin position. A Me'ikar Adin, you have to be parish the previous Ona, and that is evidence from the Gemara. But Rav Avner says, if you read the Or HaZeruah carefully as we did, he says, Regilim is a Minuk. So maybe if the Minuk developed, you shouldn't be as dismissive of it. It's only the only method is a Chumrah. And Rav Avner says that maybe since nowadays our onos anyway are less predictable, you know, it's rare to find an authentic Ves Kavua, and it's even rarer to find a Ves Kavua where a woman sees at a specific hour during the day. So given that there's a change in the biology, we don't have that predictability that women perhaps used to have, so maybe it's a sensible chumra to be parish for this ona, even if it's not necessary, me'ikar hadin. Then Rav Avner raises another consideration in the Tshuvos, Chelik Beis, Simen Ayin. So he writes that as it is, we don't condone Tashmish Bayom. So if a woman has a vest by Yom, then for all intents and purposes, Prisha isn't really relevant. Because no one has Tashmish for Yom anyway. So what's the effect of Prisha going to be? Especially if you hold, as we'll discuss next time, that even Chibah Phoenician is Mutter, and the only real issue is on Tashmish, you're not going to have Tashmish by Yom anyway. If that's the case, then people will effectively forget that there's the whole din of Prisha Samachoves. And for that reason, maybe it's sensible to have the storm of the Or HaZeruah that a woman should be parish on the previous Ona as well. So for either of those two considerations, Rav Avner writes that the Or HaZeruah's Chumrah is in place. The Shachman in the Nukudah Fekesef raises another cheshbon here to be Tzavan Machmir. That is from the Aguda. The Shach quotes from the Aguda that since nowadays we don't have predictable Vestos, then it's appropriate to be Machmir a little bit before and a little bit after the vest. So not to the extent of the Or HaZeruah, the entire previous Ona, but the Yesh Malkam HaKmir somewhat into the previous Ona. Um, So despite what we observed, that the Or Zeruah may only be B'Torah Chumra and the Lashon of Regilim, Rabbi Willig pointed out that there's a Lashon of Tosfos for reading Yavamos, an Akumara of Chayiv Adam Lifkar Ishto Kodesh Yosef Uderach, the final days and the days, the Tosfos read Divin Maskar Vishub and Levi, has the following Lashon, Im Regila Liros Bayom, Chayiv Lifkar Shemana Balayla, Im Regila Liros Balayla, Chayiv Lifrash Mimana Bayam. So the Tosa Rid has a lashon in absolute chiyuv terms that the din of Prisha Samachavest extends to the previous Ona as well. The Sharei Dura has such a lashon as well, Sharei Dura in Os Zayin. Rabbi Morgeser does point out that if you look in the Tosa Rid in Shavuos and the power of Sugya there in Yosef Samad Beis, so there, the Tosfos Rid says, "Im Rasa Bayom, Tzricha LaHafrish Kol Hayom." The Tosfos Rid in Yavamos says you have to be parish the Laila before. Tosfos Rid in Shavuos in the parallel Gemara says you have to be parish that day. So there seems to be a steer in Tosfos Rid. Whether Tosfos Rid does endorse the position of the Or Zeruah Mikra Din, or maybe doesn't hold of it at all. That's for the Lashon and Shavuos, that the Isser or the Chiyuv Prisha is only for that Ona itself. Okay. So again, in terms of the Poskim of the last generation, Shevet Halevi writes that one should be Machmir for the Or Zeruah even in a vest She'eino Kavua. And he writes that that was a minhag in most places to Pushish for the Or Zeruah. Ramosha, Chela Gimel Yerodeya Simen Memchas, Chela Gimel Simen Memchas, assumes that you should be Machmir unless there are extenuating circumstances. We'll get to this Jubilee Ramosha a little bit later for another Chiddush that he has. Ramosha writes in Simen Nunchas, Chela Gimel Simen Nunchas, that even if you're Machmir like the Or Zeruah general, in the situation of Yotzei L'Derech, Chayav Lifkod Es Ishto, so then you should not be Machmir. So then it's appropriate not to be Machmir for the Yotzei Ruah, and if the Ona HaSamuch, Ona Favest, happens the day before the husband is scheduled to depart on a long distance trip, so then you would not be concerned for the Yotzei Ruah, even if under normal circumstances, all things being equal, you should be. Rabbi Morgenstern, Chelik Beis, page 238, quotes from Rav Yashiv, the language, Yesh Makom Mahachmir B'chum Rizu, that there's what to be Machmir for the Yotzei Ruah. The Chazon Ish, in his Hakdamah to the Sefer Taras Bas Yisrael, writes that you need not be Machmir, and that seems to be Rav Schechter's position as well. And not necessary to be Machmir for the Or Zeruah. Even though the Chazon Ish quoted elsewhere as saying that a Ben Torah should be Machmir. Rabbi Willig also assumes that there's what to be Mechel about, and even Rav Chaim Vilkon, Badi Yishlochen Sikhat in Yudayin, says that Yesh Vamekel Ami Lismoch, that it's not the end of the world if you are Mechel. Rabbi Karp, Perek Vav Ha'ara 22 quotes that Rishona Zalman would be Mako for Shana Rishona. That Shana Rishona couple don't have to be Machmir for the Or Zeruah, even if it's appropriate to be Machmir otherwise. That's considered some kind of a Mako Mitzvah. And he quotes, Rabbi Karp quotes from the Stipler, the quote of Baal Turim, on the Pasuk, V'simach es ishto esher lakach, that V'simach is Gematria 354, which represents the entire year minus one day, namely Yom Kippur. That during Shana Rishona, the only day in which there's a restriction on Tashmish is Yom Kippur, but otherwise, V'simach es ishto, you have the capacity or the ability for all 354 days, meaning even if there is a Chiyuv Prisha, the Onas a vest, it's only for Osa Ona, not the previous Ona. Okay. But Rabbi Karpklos said Rav Yashiv that there's a Shana Rishon exemption, and that it's appropriate to be machmas for the Rosh Ruah even during Shana Rishonah. There's a Sefer, Vestos Bahalacha. Here it is. It's the entire Sefer, if you want to see the thickness of it, it'll look like that. The entire Sefer is on Simon Kuf Pei Dalid. The Mechaber is a Rabbi Yitzchak Silber of Lakewood, published Tafshin Ayin Chef. It just came out 2 years ago when I was giving Shiram I Need the last time, and at the time I took it out of the library, but given that we don't have a library to take things out of now, I splurged and ordered it from Zundel Berman that came earlier this week. So he quotes on page Kuf Mem Vav. And this is 591 pages on Siman Kuf Pei Dalet. So he quotes on page Kuf Mem Vav that he heard from a nephew of Rav Gustamin. Rav Gustamin was on Rav Chaim Moser's Bezdin in Vilna before the war. And he quoted from Rav Gustamin that the minig in Vilna was to be mako, not to be choshish for the orzeruah vest until your mekayim peruvu. So the mechaber here points out that's difficult to understand because no one's being mekayim peruvu biyom havest. You're way, way, way past any possible ovulation. So he doesn't. He thinks something must have been lost in the translation there. There's no reason there would have been such a instruction to be mako on the Oros HaRuah until Yomakayim Peruvu. But maybe they meant something along the lines of Rishon HaZam and not Peruvu, but Shana Rishona. Then he quotes Rav Gustamin himself as mako that you don't have to be kosher for the Oros HaRuah ever. That would be one thing. But to distinguish between Kiyum Peruvu or not, the Mechaber doesn't understand why that distinction makes sense. Rabbi Karp, Perek Vav Se'if Tes, and Rabbi Forth on page 403, quotes from the Tshuvas Teshuvas Shai, that you don't have to be machmer like Dor Zeruah by a vest she'eino kavua. And Raya Ladover from the Lashon of the Dor Zeruah himself, the Lashon again was Regilim. So maybe that sounds like it's only a Vest Kavua. Not a Vest Ena Kavua. Others don't distinguish. Rav Azar doesn't distinguish between a Vest Kavua and a Vest Shein Kavua. It sounds like if you're those who are machmer like the Oros HaRuah are machmer even by a Vest Shein Kavua. The Rav Moshe in the Tshuva that we referenced a moment ago has the following. Chela Gimel Yoredeya Simen Mem Ches. Chela Gimel Simen Mem Ches. Let me put up on the screen here. Here we go. Okay. Chela Gimel Yoredeya Simen Mem Ches Negros Moshe. The Moshe writes, "Ubiyom haVest shel Cheshbona, sheregila liros bein bevest kavua bein bevest sheino kavua." So on the Yom HaVesh, be it a Vesh Kavua, Vesh Shehena Kavua, Tzricha Lifrosh Mibayla Kol Hayom, in the Regila Liros, Deima Yom Mubein Balayla. So a woman has to be Poresh the entire day, if she's Regila Liros, either during the day or during the night. She's a Marta Biyosar, Eitul Anashim Shalanu, Da'ona Dida, Ka'ona Achris Adami. Da'ainu Kona Eifleis, the Imregila Tamil Liras, O Bayom, O Balayla, Tifrosh, Rak, Osa, Ona, Dovat. So, Ramosha there, and the Igret Moshe says that if a woman doesn't have a predictable enough Shasriya, that sometimes she sees in the nighttime, sometimes she sees in the daytime, which is the norm for most women. So then, Ne'ikir Adin, she has to be Paresh for the entire day-night period of that that Yom HaVest. V'raylach v'gankein chumas ha'or zeruah. Imlo b'makom ha'sarach. So Ramosha is saying, forget about the Or Zeruah. It's appropriate to be makom like the Or Zeruah. But even if you view the Or Zeruah as a chumrah, he says that if a woman sometimes has Riyah Bayom and sometimes has Riyah Balayla, then she should treat what we call the Or Zeruah as Mikra Din. In that case, she doesn't know, sometimes she sees Bayom, sometimes she sees Balayla, then she should be that husband, the Chiyah Prisha, anytime she has a Yom HaVest, the Chiyah Prisha, Bein Bayom, Ubein Balayla. So in the Sefer Vestos Balacha, on page Kuf Memtes, he quotes that Reuven Feinstein said that his father did not tell him this, or tell him that he should be machmir this way when he got married. So the author says, maybe Ramosha was machmir at some later point. Then he quotes in the footnote from David that Ramosha didn't write this tshuva. Now, this is a 1976 tshuva to Rav David's son-in-law, Shmuel Fischelis. And so he quotes in the footnote from Rav David that Ramosha didn't write the tshuva. So he asked Rabbi Fischelis, who's the recipient of the tshuva. He says, it's true, like many of the later tshuvas, Ramosha did not write it. Mordechai Talmai wrote it. But he said that that was Ramosha's position nevertheless. That at that point, at least in the later school, Ramosha held that there's more reason and more gravity towards the position of the Or Zeruah where a woman is regila liros, deim bayom, deim balayim. So even if you wouldn't otherwise be inclined to be makalei the Or Zeruah, it's appropriate if a woman has a less predictable pattern of riyah. Sometimes she sees bayom, sometimes she sees balayim, because then it's very likely, if we're concerned about the onus of vest, so it's as likely that she would see a little bit earlier as seeing during that ona itself. Okay. So the next thing we have to discuss is the Avia Saf vest. But I think we'll stop here for today. And then we'll pick up in Mitzvah Hashem on Monday. Next week, I may prefer to have... Just stop the recording.